Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today in Israel, the weather is quite warm, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for those heading outdoors. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant afternoon. Meanwhile, in Eilut, it's sunny and hot, typical for this time of year. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Iran threatens Stone Age retaliation as U.S. strike plans against nuclear facilities accelerate. Also, The Times of Israel notes that Trump may order a new wave of Iran strikes aimed at forcing a regime surrender, which could begin this weekend. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports an Israeli lawyer advocates for violent actions against Palestinians, citing the Bible as his guiding law. Separately, the Forward highlights Jewish and Muslim teens in the U.S. creating spaces for difficult conversations post the October 7th attacks. Here's what people are saying online. Ahmed Al-Khalidi shared just minutes ago, reflecting on the ongoing conflict, marking it as day 1026 since Hamas's attack on Israeli civilians. Memory highlighted the growing electoral influence of pro-Palestinian candidates in the U.S., posting earlier today. Ynet Global reiterated the news on Iran's threats and the U.S.'s intensified planning, sharing the report an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Ynet report, Iran has issued a stark warning. They threaten massive retaliation if the U.S. proceeds with military strikes on their nuclear sites. The tension escalates as Iran recently launched drones at Kuwait and tankers, raising regional security concerns. This situation might further destabilize the region's fragile peace. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, former President Trump is reportedly considering a series of strikes to pressure Iran into submission. Planned for as soon as this weekend, these actions could last several days. Tehran has responded with a warning to countries supporting the U.S., cautioning them of potential repercussions. The implications could be severe, affecting global diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, from the Jerusalem Post, Israeli lawyer Yehuda Shimon has made controversial statements advocating violence against Palestinians. This follows the recent deadly shooting at Gilad Farm. His remarks, referencing the Bible as the ultimate law, could fuel further tension between communities. The repercussions of such statements could exacerbate ongoing hostilities. On a different note, the Forward reports on a unique initiative by Jewish and Muslim teens in the U.S. They are creating dialogue spaces to address the complex emotions following the Hamas attacks in October. This effort highlights the importance of communication and understanding in healing divided communities. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business discusses the lessons from the zero VAT policy. As the housing market shifts, potential buyers are urged to consider timing when making purchases, despite volatile market sentiments. Separately, CTEC reports on Teva Pharmaceuticals' remarkable comeback. Under the leadership of Richard Francis, the company's valuation has soared past $40 billion, signaling a significant turnaround for the generic drug giant. And finally, from Globes, Nofar Energy has acquired a substantial stake in the Reindeer Power Station. The deal, worth millions of shekels, marks a strategic expansion in Nofar's energy portfolio. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.